Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, after 8 years of sobriety, architect and TV presenter Hugh Wallace relapsed during the COVID-19 pandemic, and he joins us now to discuss how problem drinkers have been affected by the virus and the lockdowns, especially now as we face into a third wave. And Hugh, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Not at all.
We might just talk about your own story and your younger life first, because I know you were speaking to the Sunday Independent about this yesterday, and you spoke in particular about a traumatic event in your childhood when your father was cooking steak. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, my mum hated raw steak, and unfortunately my dad was drunk, couldn't cook properly. Now, there's a background that my father was drinking all of his life. And unfortunately, or fortunately, as it turned out, my father didn't cook my mum's steak, and my mum got the steak and wrapped it around his face. He left the house. We didn't know where he'd gone or what circumstances he'd disappeared. And we were informed then, a number of days later, that he'd signed himself into a rehabilitation clinic. And the next time I saw him was 7 months later, and he never drank again.
So what about yourself then and your own journey with alcohol, and what led you to begin 8 years of sobriety?
I had a moment of clarity, and I was given a choice. I could either drink myself to death or I could go on to the road to recovery. And I chose the road to recovery. And I was very lucky that at that moment I chose that road, that there were supports available to me to start my journey. But today, the supports aren't available. And the person who wants to give up alcohol and change their life, those supports aren't there. And alcohol is invidious. And it will say, you're okay, don't drink today, take a breath, take a breather, but tomorrow it's okay to have a drink. And that's one of the big problems at the moment, the lack of support, the lack of family support for those that live around the alcoholic problem drinker.
Can I ask you a question, Hugh, about being sober for 8 years, which is no mean feat for a problem drinker? That's a daily choice not to drink. Can you describe your state of mind at that moment during lockdown when you chose to drink again?
I found the whole COVID lockdown was extraordinary, because it was like walking into the unknown. And I'd have to say, on a Tuesday, you just go, it was like a COVID Tuesday. And you didn't know what was happening. People, they talked about, particularly in the first lockdown, people being sick was a distant thing. It wasn't in your face, other than for people who were in care homes or working in meat factories. And the whole thing just got on top of you. And I'd have to say, I just turned around and said, I deserve to drink. I could go and tell you it was agony to make that choice. Mm. But unfortunately, it wasn't.
And when you sip, I don't know, what drink did you have, or does it matter?
Oh, 2 glasses of wine. It didn't really matter what it was. To myself that I was allowed to have a drink.
And what happened when you sipped the wine for the first time in 8 years? Was it?
I can't. I'm sorry about that. I'm not being glib. Let's be quite honest. Mm-hmm. Now, I have to tell you, I didn't want to finish the second glass, interestingly.
It is interesting, because I was going to ask you, well, how did you stop? Because, you know, a lot of people, I think, during the lockdowns, as they're going along, would easily, you know, go through one or two or three glasses of wine in an evening.
So this they don't go through one or two. That's the problem. They don't go through bottles.
So why?
They go through bottles of wine.
Yeah. But then for you, you're into your second glass and you didn't want to finish it. Was that a mental thing?
I felt stupid. I said, what am I doing? I enjoy it. I can't tell you what sobriety is like. to wake up in the morning and see the frost on the ground and enjoy it. You see, there's a alcohol is exceptionally complex, particularly as a child of an alcoholic. And I was an adult child of an alcoholic.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean it's...
You don't, if you live with alcoholism when you're a child, you do not develop your emotions. You do not develop attachments. I'd recommend to everyone out there who is living or is a problem drinker to get a book called Adult Children of Alcoholics, because it clarifies a mystique about alcohol. People go through life and are never able to actually develop adult relationships because of their fear of living at home, because of abuse, neglect, isolation, daily chaos. That's what's happening today. Today and every day, and every day tonight, this year, there will be 10,000 children living in fear of their parents, of what is going to happen. And they are isolated and can talk to no one. And that's what we need to talk about.
But, yeah, and that's a very difficult...
Honestly, COVID has been fabulous, because COVID has hidden and driven alcohol back down underground. Families live in fear. There were 700 children phoned up Childline on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
How many of those were around the issue of alcohol in the home?
Without question, yeah. Whenever we do items or have discussions about alcoholism on programmes such as these, we do get those texts from parents or siblings or sons or daughters worried about the fate of their...
Who live with this.
So, Hugh, where are you now then? So you have your 8 years and then this big pandemic, virus, anxiety, worry, and like lack of surety, everything that kind of came with it, fear comes along and you tell yourself you deserve a drink, but you stop yourself after the second. What does that do to your head in terms of your own journey with it and as we face into another lockdown and in the cold winter?
I'm very conscious of my relationship with alcohol. And everybody's journey and every problem drinker's journey is their own personal journey. And it's to be aware of that. To at that moment when it's going, it's okay to go, no, it's all right, I want to enjoy tomorrow. I want to enjoy my friendships. I want the 10 hours that I got back this week because I wasn't sitting in the pub and I wasn't drinking, and I loved my family, and I loved my children.
But can I ask you, though, Hugh, taking those two glasses of wine, has that in some way undone the good work over 8 years of sobriety? Has it eroded your defences somewhat?
It does a bit. But then again, you know, it's two glasses. I don't mean to be rude, but it was 2 or 20 glasses is irrelevant. You draw a line. I can't beat myself up, and I can't, you know, burnish myself for the rest of my life because of I can only mark the day and say, I remember that, it won't happen again, and I'm going to get on with my life, because I love my life. I love getting up. I love, you know, doing TV work and also talking to people. And, you know, we all know neighbours who are suffering and they need our support. We know children and they need our support and comfort.
Well, absolutely. But can I ask you then, one of the reasons that you feel that you're back, very much back in control of this, and you're taking each day as it comes, and the reason that you got there is because you love your life and you love your TV work and you love your family and you love meeting people. A lot of people facing into this lockdown again, you know, a lot of all of that will have been taken away from them, you know, whether it's meeting people or their jobs or their family, maybe seeing them or whatever it might be. And they might be in financial stress, all the bad things that can happen and the isolation. So what would your advice be to those people if, you know, not drinking tonight doesn't mean that tomorrow they get to have a lovely day, because tomorrow doesn't look lovely sober?
Well, it most certainly will look a lot worse when they've drunk, because tomorrow they'll start with the day of depression. And that's the reality. Alcohol is directly related to depression. It's directly related to suicide. Like, the implications of this, and we don't discuss it, are horrendous. You know, there are 650,000 people in Ireland today and every day affected by problem drinkers. 650,000. We don't hear their voice saying, yeah, we should all talk about the radio, open up wet pubs, you know. But why aren't we talking about the 650 people? The number, I'm sorry to get so intense by this, but I just think that we need to have a discussion about alcohol in this country. And it is a personal journey. And I say to anybody out there who's a problem drinker, please go online to Alcohol Action. It's a great website, really factual, very helpful for problem drinkers and for the people around the problem drinkers.
Okay. Well, look, you will have to leave it there, but thank you so much for coming on and speaking to us about your own experience, and hopefully that might help others just to hear that you were in that situation and you have pulled yourself out of it. So thank you so much speaking to us this evening.
Not at all, and thank you very much.
That's Hugh Wallace, TV presenter and architect, and Hugh mentioned some helplines that you can get if you Google it, rte.ie/helplines,